Number 37.
This is an exceptionally beautiful piece of pre-Columbian sculpture. The size of the head, more than 7 inches in diameter, indicates the figure's body was quite large, which is characteristic of Veracruz, Mexico, where many large ceramic figures were made. Asphalt paint around the mouth is also typical of that area, a naturally occurring substance that washes up from seepages along the Mexican Gulf Coast. Both male and female figures wear large decorative earplugs in the art of Veracruz, but this one wears a helmet with its chin strap, a detail seen on well-preserved full figures that represent warriors. This ancient ceramic head from Veracruz embodies a Mesoamerican culture area important in the Florida Museum's history. Two of our former curators, James Ford and Jeffrey Wilkerson, excavated archaeological sites in the area of Veracruz. The head also represents a collection that is very important in the Florida Museum's history. It was purchased at auction by Lee Morgan Pearsall, and this large collection was subsequently donated to the museum in 1964. The collection formed the cornerstone for an NSF grant that helped build Dickinson Hall, where our collections are now housed. Pearsall's collecting focused on North American Indian art in the late 19th and early 20th century, but he clearly had a good eye for pre-Columbian art, as a number of the fine pieces in our Latin American archaeology collection came in with his collection. This lively head is certainly one of our treasures. I'm Susan Milbrath. I'm curator of Latin American art and archaeology at the Florida Museum of Natural History.
Number 38.
This polychrome bowl from southern Peru represents the Nazca culture, which had a long occupation on the desert coast, a region where rivers allowed agriculture to flourish. Jewel-like, it is exceptionally small and well-painted. It portrays a fascinating mythological creature who seems to represent the fox god, a central figure in Nazca religion. The fox god recalls later images of the moon, for the Incas said they could see a fox on the moon, much like we see a man on the moon. The frontal face of the fox god has a whiskered mask, but his body has human traits, like many animal gods in ancient Peru. The fox god is flanked by two snake-like creatures, perhaps related to images of the Milky Way known from later times among the Quechua of southern Peru. White asterisks on the side of the vessel probably represent stars. The fox god's tunic wraps around the underside of the bowl, and its feet appear on the back of the vessel. The tunic is decorated with a stack of 5 wide-eyed faces that may represent powerful priests or attendants of the fox god. The fox god holds another face in its right hand, and 2 similar faces are worn as earrings. Unlike the tunic faces, these have their eyes closed in death. They are trophy heads that reference the cult of warfare important throughout ancient Peru. This may have been ritualized warfare associated with beliefs about agricultural fertility, for trophy heads are sometimes interchangeable with plant images in Nazca art. I'm Susan Milbrath. I'm curator of Latin American art and archaeology at the Florida Museum of Natural History.
Number 39.
This bucket is from a famous early Maya site in Belize known as Cerros, or Cerro Maya. It was excavated by archaeologists in the 1970s on the summit of one of the tallest pyramids at the site. The bucket measures over 15 inches high, making it rare as one of the largest known pre-classic ceramic objects from the Maya area. Not only is it rare, it also contained an undisturbed cache of valuable objects. These included smaller ceramic vessels, pieces of imported hematite, a relatively large number of carved shell objects, and a number of green jadeite pieces, probably imported from the Motagua River Valley in Guatemala. The symbolic references of the cached objects seems to be the watery world that surrounds Cerros, but there is also an element of celestial symbolism. The cache contained 5 carved jadeite heads that were arranged in a pattern that refers to the 4 directions and the center, representing the path of the sun in Maya cosmology. These heads were probably sewn on a royal headband made of perishable materials. The royal headband from Cerros has been interpreted as one of the first signs of the rise of divine kingship in the late preclassic. At this point in time, the Maya kings began to be worshipped as gods, and they took on attributes of celestial beings, especially the sun itself. The story of how the cache vessel came to the Florida Museum is also quite interesting. The jade heads in the cache remained in Belize, but most of the archaeological materials from Saros were sent to Dallas for further research. Many publications resulted from their initial study, but then the collection was moved to storage where it remained for more than 30 years. By chance, I found out that the original excavators were seeking a new home for the collection. To our good fortune, they negotiated with Belize's National Institute of Culture and History to transfer the entire collection from Dallas to our museum in 2009. The Saros collection is now a focal point for a number of research projects employing new scientific techniques. One result of these studies is that this vessel has been more precisely dated to a key moment in Maya history, just before the pre-classic Maya collapse. Originally dated rather broadly to a period spanning 50 BC to 150 AD, recent studies suggest it was buried sometime between 20 BC and 80 AD, just prior to the collapse. Finally, this vessel is also significant because it represents the importance of controlled archaeological excavations. The precise dating and the symbolism of the vessel contents can only be understood because they were found undisturbed. To me, this large vessel has come to represent one of the core principles of archaeology, namely that the context of this vessel is the most important aspect of the message it conveys to us some 2,000 years later. I'm Susan Milbrath. I'm curator of Latin American art and archaeology at the Florida Museum of Natural History.